Bob Shea has enjoyed one of the more remarkable careers in Hollywood history. He started a successful film studio by making daring wagers on an eclectic group of films, from John Waters' Pink Flamingos to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Lately, Bob Shea hired himself to direct The Last Mimsy, which opens on Friday. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Bob Shea started New Line out of his Greenwich Village apartment in 1967. Now he's 67 and a famous curmudgeon. He's also one of the only individuals in many decades to start a successful movie studio from scratch.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Shea's first big success was distributing Sympathy for the Devil on college campuses around the country. Jean-Luc Godard's documentary about the counterculture featured the Rolling Stones.
And it really, really clicked for us. Wasn't very satisfying for audiences, I'm afraid, at least from the reactions we got, but it didn't stop people from wanting to come to see the Stones.
In those early days, Shea also had a submission from an unknown named John Waters. The film was called Multiple Maniacs, and it was too weird, even for Shea. But he invited Waters to try again.
6 months later, maybe, I get another fiberboard case with a 16-millimeter reel in it, and it's called Pink Flamingos, and I put it on the projector in our office, and as I watched it, actually I watched it by myself, there was one scene in particular that came up that I had to stop the projector and run it backwards because I didn't believe what I had seen.
Anyone who's watched Pink Flamingos, which became a cult legend, knows there is plenty of footage like that in the film, most of which doesn't bear discussion on the radio. But it worked for Shea.
This was a film that was outstandingly subversive. And that also meant that it had a marketing hook that we thought that we could, in the nice sense of the word, exploit.
With a mix of highbrow and lowbrow films, Shea went on to build an empire that he eventually sold to Time Warner, though he remained at the helm. His company has had many highs and lows, with successes from Austin Powers to About Schmidt. A few years back, Shea laid an enormous wager by agreeing to make The Lord of the Rings into a film trilogy. It was a stunning success, but director Peter Jackson has sued New Line over the profits. In an interview with the Sci-Fi Wire website, Shea has said that Jackson was arrogant and vowed never to work with him again, a disappointment to fans who hoped Jackson would direct a film version of The Hobbit. Since making those comments, Shea has become reticent.
We don't comment on ongoing litigation, and, you know, that's the basis for the breakup of our relationship, and we didn't start the lawsuit, so we're just defending it.
Shea has taken a more personal risk by directing The Last Mimsy. He's directed a few times before, most recently a 1990 romantic comedy called Book of Love, and he hasn't met with much success. Many in Hollywood find it odd that Shea would take this chance, especially since New Line has been on a bad run lately. But Shea says he had no trouble performing as co-chairman of the company while working on the film. The Last Mimsy is based on a short story by Lewis Paget. The film tells the tale of two kids who find a capsule on the beach. Inside are curious objects, including a stuffed rabbit called Mimsy. The kids soon acquire extraordinary powers and discover that they're on a mission to save humanity.
This geometric design is extraordinarily strong and would be equal to a beam that could hold 1,000 pounds per square inch.
Did he do this on his own? Did you help him?
No, he's done it all by himself. He's just sort of taken off all of a sudden.
Producer Michael Phillips brought Shea the idea for the film in 1993.
And he said, wait a second, is this the one about the kids who find the toys? I said, yes. And he said, I know this story. I've loved it ever since I was a kid. And we shook hands, and he said, we're going to put this on the fast track.
14 years later, The Last Mimsy is ready to be released. Shea says it took a great deal of time to come up with a good script. When the project finally was ready to go, Shea became gravely ill. That delayed him from starting the film for another year. When he went to work, he was frail. He remembers a crew member offering him a hand to keep him steady on his feet.
I mean, it wasn't something that a fully enabled person would need, but I really did take his hand with certain shyness.
That shyness was out of character. Shea's reputation for crankiness preceded him to the point that Rainn Wilson, perhaps best known for playing Dwight on the NBC series The Office, had some doubts when he was offered a part in the movie. Wilson checked around and heard that Shea was actually a pleasure to work with, at least on a movie set. Wilson found that Shea was collaborative but decisive.
He was crazy moving things along. He would As soon as he saw a take he liked, he was like, okay, moving on. I'm used to kind of directors that, you know, they'll get a good take, but they'll be like, oh my goodness, what didn't I find? What didn't I get?
To Shea, one major theme of the film is the ubiquity of electronic devices and their desensitizing and isolating effect.
You don't have to ponder that too much. If you go into a restaurant, you'll see half the people are on cell phones at lunch or at dinner, and everybody's got a BlackBerry that they're pulling out here and there, and people are using their iPods and things, and everybody is plugged in to such an extent that it does suggest a kind of a technological addiction.
Shea says he's not sure the human race is even mature enough to handle all of this. He believes that a note of caution is appropriate.
Listen, I think the internet is fantastic for certain things. I just don't think it's fantastic for sitting there chatting with people who don't even use their real names, like Sam23 and, you know, I Love You 19. I mean, what kind of business is that?
Shea is particularly annoyed with the internet these days. He says he gets depressed when certain self-appointed online critics have harsh words for his film. And Shea knows the film is facing difficult odds. One irony is that The Last Mimsy opens this weekend against TMNT, an updated version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Shea's company made a fortune on the Turtles in the early 90s, but he passed on this version, thinking that their subversive appeal had vanished. Now it appears he was wrong. Warner Brothers, owned by New Line parent company Time Warner, is opening TMNT against Shea's film. And it looks as though the Turtles are poised to beat the rabbit this weekend. Kim Masters, NPR News.